ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world. First and foremost,
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win? Yes, sir.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airing exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. UFC 159 now in the bank. Three big boxing cards on Saturday night. I mean, it was a weekend of combat sports. If you're a combat sports fan, this is your show. Give us a call on the toll-free if you'd like to join in. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got the Twitter thing going on as well. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. Well, as I said, boxing and MMA. In the world of MMA, of course, John Jones defending the World Light Heavyweight is 205-pound championship against the mouth that roared, Chael Sonnen. Of course, that was in Newark, New Jersey. We'll talk about the results of that card. What's upcoming for John Jones, the injury John Jones suffered. I mean, big night of combat sports, no question about it. You hear it all right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, the toll-free phone lines open coast-to-coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The World Junior Welterweight Championship of Boxing was at stake last night. Brooklyn, New York, the champion Danny Garcia, the challenger Zab Judah. What happened? We'll talk about that right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at SwishDisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisc.com. SwishDisc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to SwishDisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out SwishDisc.com today. Take your best shot. SwishDisc.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato, this sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap on our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold, I'm naked, my looks like a stack of buttons.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Who else but the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown? We are just days away, of course, from the May Day Clash, May the 4th, the MGM Grand Las Vegas, Nevada. Floyd Mayweather Jr., considered the best fighter in the world of boxing, 43-0, something like 27 whacks, taking on 31-1-1 Robert Guerrero, the Ghost, of course, out of Gilroy, California. The Ghost, a former champion, at 126, 135, 130, skipped 130 there, and then he jumped to 147. He made a move. Jumping past 140-pound weight class, which was questioned by a lot of us. But, of course, he went on to defeat Selkirk Aydin, the number two-ranked WBC contender. He was unbeaten at the time, 23-0 with like 18 whacks. They called him Little Tyson. That was last July 2012, in San Jose, California. And then he comes back and beats Andre Berto in quite an upset. The Haitian fighter was considered like the upper echelon of the welterweight division. Well, guess what? Robert beat him. So now Robert is the upper echelon of the welterweight division. An unlikely position for him considering where he was like, you know, a year ago. I mean, before he had fought Aydin, he wasn't a welterweight per se. People were, you know, whispering about him. Maybe he had bad shoulder. Maybe his shoulder never really healed from the surgery, you know, and he's just looking for a payday and things like that. But no, you know, Robert showed in the Berto fight that he did come to win. He wants to win, and he will bring that drive and desire to the fight next week with Floyd Mayweather. Now, will he win? We'll talk about that on next week's show. Of course, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then the Sunday wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, we go to the boxing results for the weekend. Wow, HBO had a split feed. They went to Argentina first, the world middleweight champion. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez. El Marveloso, what they call him, didn't look so marvelous last night. Of course, coming off a knee injury. In fact, I talked about this on yesterday's fight. yesterday's show and why I did not make him a bet. He was a betting favorite, but I wouldn't throw any money on him, even though I thought he was going to beat Martin Murray. They're bringing Martin Murray in for a reason. Martin Murray was being brought in to lose down there in Argentina. There were 50,000 people in the house. Martinez was knocked down. Martinez didn't look good. Martinez looked old. It's time for Martinez maybe to think about packing in or dropping down to 154 pounds. The scores were 115-112 across the board. Murray is now 25-1-1 with 11. And the champion Martinez coming off that win over Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in his last fight where Chavez threw him on the floor and hurt his knee. He is 51-2-2 with 28 KOs. Chris Arreola, a loser against Berman Stiverne. Remember yesterday I was dogging him? I didn't think much of him. Well, guess what? He won a 12-round night. Not only that, he knocked Arreola down. The feature story right now is at ringtalk.com. It was a ringside report put in by my man KP Kevin Perry. But straight up, Chris Arreola losing out for the third time, probably out of the top 10 per se, because this guy Stiverne, although he was ranked number 2 by the WBC, I had never really was that impressed with him. I had seen a couple tapes, but I really wasn't all that impressed with him. Amir Khan. Is it Amir Khan? His name is spelled A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N, or is it Amir Khan? A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N. Yeah, that's for you to figure out. Anyway, Amir Khan, the former champion at 140 pounds, the child prodigy from the UK, originally of Pakistani descent now, a hell of a fighter, no question about that, but doesn't have a great chin. Yesterday, Julio Diaz decked him in the eighth round with a four-punch combo. It was a beautiful combination. There's no question about it. And Julio Diaz is not a big puncher, but, you know, Khan went down again. And with the training of Virgil Hunter, the man that guided Andre Ward to the throne, the 168-pound throne, after guiding him, of course, to the Olympic gold medal in 2004. He's got Killer Khan or Amir Khan in his stable, and he's training him. But I just don't know how far even Virgil can take Khan. As Khan's chin fails, there's nothing you can do. You cannot replace a chin. Anyway, Diaz dropping to 48-1 with 29 KOs. Scores were 114, 113, 115, 113, and 115, 112. Deontay Wilder, yeah. 28-0, 28 wax, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. They call him the bronze bomber. Bottom line is, he's got a good body. He's a little, frenetic in his movement. I didn't think he was all that confident in what he was doing yesterday, but he did knock out Audley Harrison, the former Olympic gold medalist, in the first round. 70 seconds is what it took. Deontay, as I said, 28-0, 28 wax. Audley Harrison, not a live body. 31-7, 22 KOs. Had some relative success in that prize fighter tournament reality series there in the UK, but the bottom line is he's probably a three-round fighter. And Deontay Wilder, well, we really don't know just yet. 6'7", 255, 200, beautiful specimen physically, no question about that. But can he fight? We don't know. But he has issued a challenge to a guest we had a couple of weeks ago. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Of course, the unbeaten Tyson Fury getting dropped by Steve Cunningham a fortnight ago on NBC Sports World in that main event. From the Garden, Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. Of course, now 21-0, 16 KOs as Fury. Fury came back and stopped his man. But the bottom line is, at the when the stoppage came, the former cruiserweight champion Cunningham was on top on the scorecard. So Deontay Wilder moving up the ladder, we'll per se. Now he's like, maybe you could talk about him a little bit, you know, but we still really need to see him fight somebody other than somebody of my stature. He needs to fight somebody good. I mean, really, really good. Danny Garcia, really, really good. World Junior Welterweight Champion, of course, out of Philadelphia, PA. Now 26-0, 16 KOs, a 12-round unanimous nod over Zab Judah. Zab Judah came to fight. Zab Judah, you know, he looked good in flashes. I mean, Zab Judah's 35 years old. He's still an accomplished amateur boxer in his day, the 1996 Olympic alternate. He's been fighting since like the age of 7 or 8, so he's 35 years old. He's been fighting for over 25 years. The bottom line is, he is too long in the tooth to be fighting anymore. He needs to pack it in. And last night, Danny Garcia, well, he sort of proved that. I mean, he took for the most part, he took Zab Judah apart. People are going to say that Zab had this brave stand at the end. He showed a lot of heart, a lot of fortitude, and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So what? 42-8, 29 KOs. At the end of the day, he still lost going away. And Danny Garcia is the World Junior Welterweight Champion, unbeaten out of Philadelphia. Of course, his father, Angel Garcia, talking a lot of the smack here. And why not? I think that the smack talks leading up, you know, when you've got camps going back and forth. The Mayweather and the Guerrero camp were going back and forth there for a while, but it just didn't seem to be too legit with Ruben Guerrero
Robert's father, you know, standing up for Robert's side, and then Mayweather, Roger, and his uncle, and then, of course, Floyd Sr. and people like that, you know, bantering on Floyd's behalf. So that just didn't seem all that genuine, okay? But this thing with Zab Judah and Danny Garcia, it was real. They didn't like each other, and that's what I sort of like. It's sort of cool. That's the way boxing should be. But after 12 rounds, you know, they show the sportsmanship that you only see in the world of combat sports. After you try to annihilate somebody, you step across the ring and you say, you know what, congratulations, that was a good fight. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. MMA coming up about 35, 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
All of this many times, but I know I'll never get to love unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gonna take me with you, please take me with you. Yes, how I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand.
Hi, this is Akos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply, that's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
You know, I don't want to brag, but I will. Another undefeated week on me as far as boxing handicap is concerned on the website, ringtalk.com. Check out the odds prediction. Was I right on any of those? Not a one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And especially If I tell you to put money on it, if I put money on something, that's what I'm trying to say. This is a fight worth betting on. This is a fight that I think I'm very confident in who's going to win, okay? And the bottom line is we made a few bucks last night. If you follow me over the years, you made a lot of bucks with Pedro Fernandez. Of course, next week we're talking about the mega fight. Robert Guerrero, the once-beaten ghost out of Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. You can drive down Highway 101 here in California, and you can smell all these funny smells along the way. You smell farms. But when you hit Gilroy, you smell garlic. That's all you smell is garlic for like 3 or 4 miles on the highway. I kid you not. Nothing but garlic. But that's where you come from. Comes from the garlic capital of the world, of course, putting it that his reputation on the line. He's putting it all. I mean, he's the one that clamored for this fight. He is the one. Robert Guerrero's the guy that said, I can beat Floyd Mayweather. Get me the fight with Floyd Mayweather. I want the fight with Floyd Mayweather. I beat Berto. I beat Aydin. Nobody wanted to fight Berto. Nobody wanted to fight Aydin. I was the opponent, per se, in both matches. Don King came all the way out from Florida to watch Aydin fight Guerrero in San Jose, California, with the prospect of being part of a post-fight interview with Aydin, because he thought Aydin was going to be able to beat Guerrero. Guess what? Didn't happen. Robert showed he could rumble on the inside, and then against Berto, he just flat-out beat Berto up for 12 rounds. Of course, the scores were wide, and if you look at the fight, it was a one-sided fight. This fight coming up, Floyd Mayweather, Robert Guerrero, all I can say is sit back and enjoy. On the same day, the world heavyweight champion, God, I have a hard time saying it, Vladimir Klitschko. That's right, Vladimir. He's coming back again. What is he? Only lost 3 fights, but they've all been by knockout. Of course, he is defending the world heavyweight championship, WBA, IBF, WBO title. Of course, 59-3. Got lots of knockouts. Almost all of his wins have been by knockout. Taking on Francisco Pianeta, 28-0-1 for the Ring Magazine World Heavyweight Championship. Okay. And now the man standing in the wings waiting for a shot at Vladimir Klitschko is the aforementioned Tyson Fury, the 6'9" Brit, the guy with the big mouth that got dropped by Steve Cunningham before coming back and stopping Cunningham on that NBC Sports World card, as I said, a fortnight ago. Now, Pianeta, not a whole lot known about him, but Vladimir is getting long in the tooth. I mean, he was the 1996 Olympic gold medalist only because his brother Vitaly failed the steroid test. That's why he ended up getting to the Olympics. Okay, he wants to come back now and fight in the 2016. He wants to fight in the 2016 Olympics. Come on, man. You're a professional fighter. I don't think that professional athletes should be able to apply their trade, their skills, in the amateur world of the Olympics. The Olympics has always been about amateur athletes. Yeah, I know people from Russia, the former USSR, the Soviet bloc, Cuba, places like that, China. I know they're all sponsored, they're state-sponsored Olympic teams. They're essentially professionals, but so what? That doesn't mean we need to put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson and guys like that. I know they played in the Olympics. I know Magic did his Olympic thing, I believe, for an Olympic team. This is just not right. It just reeks of the problems that the sports world is engulfed in, and of course that is greed and money. Professional athletes should not be dealing with amateur sports. Looking at the May schedule, I want to bring up a couple of big fights in May. Of course, May is always a good month. You got the Mexican Independence Day or the Cinco de Mayo, and of course that's going down on May the 5th. The May the 4th fight in Las Vegas is Guerrero, who is Mexican-American, which is going to draw on that end a little bit, and that's why Mayweather wanted to fight a Mexican-American in order to draw some people to the arena. The Mexican-American fan is the number one fan as far as the world of combat sports and boxing is concerned. I mean, they deliver. They bring the bucks. They come. They're ready to fight. May 25th, big fight. London Arena, the O2 Arena, London, UK. Of course, Carl Froch will be on HBO, 30-2. Carl can rumble. Mikel Kessler, 46-2. Mikel sort of got exposed when he came to Oakland, California, said he was going to turn out Andre Ward. Andre Ward ended up giving him a spanking before he quit, before the end of the fight, claiming that he had an injured eye or a cut eye or something like that. But he robbed Andre Ward out of an extra point in the tournament system, that Super 6 tournament. But still, Ward won the tournament, and I won my wager. Another fight coming up in May the 25th, is Chad Dawson. Why is he fighting for the light heavyweight championship? Didn't he just lose to, like, Bernard Hopkins? Good Lord, man. You lose to a 48-year-old man, you're fighting for the title next time out? You should be vanquished from boxing. Anyway, WBC light heavyweight title on the line, May the 25th. Chad Dawson, 31-2. Gene Pascal, 27-2-1. Big deal there. Same date, Marco Huck, a guy that I think got jobbed in a couple of fights, 35-3-2, taking on Ola Afawabi, 19-2-4. That is for the WBO Cruiserweight title. Speaking of the WBO, they are a sponsor of the show. Check them out online, the World Boxing Organization. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we've been talking about the comeback, the anticipated comeback of Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, the Philippine icon, the god of Asia when it comes to boxing. Well, not really, not anymore. Of course, he lost to Tim Bradley last June, quite controversially. Then he lost quite convincingly to Juan Manuel Marquez when he got knocked silly. I mean, he was like snoring. You could snore it. You hear him snoring on HBO. He was snoring. I mean, he was out a long time. And, of course, he had been knocked out prior to that. He was roughing Marquez up at the time of the stoppage, and I think that Marquez was a little worse for wear at that point in time and landed the perfect punch. And remember, it's not a lucky punch. I heard some Filipino guys say to me, we were engulfed in a big conversation out at a barbecue place, a Filipino barbecue place in Daly City, California, a city that is all about Filipinos. And he was telling me, Manny's going to come back. Manny's this and Manny's that. And then Juan Manuel Marquez used steroids. Juan Manuel Marquez cheated, all this kind of stuff. Listen, Juan Manuel Marquez said he would take the random drug testing, okay? Manny Pacquiao didn't want it. What does that tell you? If you suspect the other guy's taking steroids and he says, okay, let's take steroid tests, and you don't want to take them, what does that say about Manny Pacquiao? Anyway, Manny Pacquiao trying to come back in September. I think he should come back this way. Vernon Parris. Of course, Vernon Parris is a guy that got knocked out by, he was a prospect, undefeated, 26-0 or 25-0 with like 15 or 16 whacks. And he took on Zab Judah in 2012, and Zab knocked him out in like five rounds. But when he came back after that knockout, here was a young prospect who had been beaten, and he wasn't really supposed to lose that fight. It was sort of like Zab and one last grasp for some glory, okay? But he lost the fight. Then he came back, and when he came back in his comeback fight, he fought a guy that was 4-28 or 4-34, something like that, okay? That's what Manny Pacquiao needs. He needs a guy that's 4-34. My producer, the head of the network, somebody like that. He needs somebody he can knock over like a bowling pin, okay? And he needs a couple of bowling pin types, because after such a devastating knockout in which a man was put to sleep, separated from his senses for quite an extended period of time, okay, you just don't come back. You don't know what he's got left. And if you put him in there with a Mike Alvarado or a Brandon Rios, even the limited Brandon Rios, okay, what could happen? Anything. Manny could, like, be destroyed. I mean, Alvarado, I would make Alvarado a favor over Manny Pacquiao. Depending on the weight they fought at, if they fought at 140, I think for sure. 147, maybe Manny has a bit of a more greater chance at a higher weight. But at 140, I think Alvarado, the guy from, is he from Denver? Denver, Colorado. I think he eats him alive. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Still to come, the world of MMA. We're talking Bellator is coming back in June. Of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships, they are on Spike TV Thursday nights following TNA Wrestling. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about UFC 159, UFC 160, UFC on coming to you from Brazil with the prodigy down there. And I'm not a big fan of Vitor Belfort, because he's in that testosterone replacement therapy program, and I'm just not into that. We'll talk about that and more when we switch to MMA in just a couple of minutes of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. And I say toll-free, I mean free. Cheapskates, anywhere in the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, United States, or the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The last result I did not mention, and I want to mention this, but Peter Quillen, 29-0, he looked good last night against Fernando Guerrero. Guerrero, 25-2 now, 19 KOs. It was for the WBO 160-pound title. Although he is a bit robotic, the WBO champion has the skills and the physical wherewithal, these long, long, lean, lanky, black, tall, black fighter with nice reach, okay? I think he could beat Martinez right now. I mean, I looked at Martinez last night, and Sergio Martinez, put it this way, he is so long in the tooth, him and Zab Judah, they have to make special mouthpieces for these guys. That's how long they are in the tooth. In other words, they're old. They're ancient. They're ready to collect Social Security. Zab Judah was 35 going on 50, okay, or 60. All the drugs, the dope, the high life, you know, the broads, giving counterfeit money to hookers back in the day, all that kind of good stuff, throwing stools at referees. That's Zab Judah, okay? Sergio Martinez, 38 years old, been around a long time, fighting at an unnatural weight. He's a 160-pound fighter, fighting in the middleweight division, but in reality, he's a 154-pound body. And people say, oh, what's 6 pounds? Well, guess what? 6 pounds is a lot. and the physical stature, the body mass of a combat sports athlete. I kid you not. If you look at these guys from 154 to 160 pounds, you can see the difference. You can see the difference in size in boxers between 108 to 112 pounds, and that's only 4 pounds. You can see the difference. That's why there are weight classes, although they are heavily criticized and thought to be some invention of the sanctioning bodies. These weight classes are necessary. I believe that every weight class has a legitimate purpose, and I think right now in boxing, in the professional end of it, we need a super heavyweight division. In other words, these guys that are over 240, they fight for another belt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to everybody out there on the American Forces Network, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC MMA Bellator coming up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
The Mission Impossible theme? Well, for Chael Sonnen, it was Mission Impossible. Taking on John Jones, of course, for the USC Light Heavyweight Championship. John Jones coming from Atlanta and GA, of course. The people listening on 3WE, they're happening. They know they got their guy. He is the best light heavyweight in the world without question. But as a heavyweight, I just don't know it. I'm telling you, I just don't think it's 6'4". I know he's got the height, but he hasn't got the mass, I think, to fight a real heavyweight like Cain Velasquez or Bigfoot Silva. I mean, he could probably rumble with a guy like Junior Dos Santos, who's not a huge guy, but I'm telling you, I just don't like him as a heavyweight. Now, last night, as a light heavyweight, of course, defeated Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen, of course, the man with the big mouth, the guy that was talking all that smack before the fight. He is a bona fide, how can I put this, an idiot. But he's successful at it. He said stupid stuff, but people repeat it. People have him on the show. I had him on my show. Okay, he's an attraction somewhat. He drove up some of the buys last night because of all the smack he was talking. And deep down inside, you know, John Jones is now a guy that's got a little bit of an attitude. And to some people, he's a prima donna. And he's one of these guys like Muhammad Ali was back in the 60s. People want to see him get beat. So they tune in to want to see him get beat. And you hear Chael Sonnen chipping with that redneck type of attitude. Yeah, I'm going to get him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to do blah, blah. Yeah, well, people want to tune in. That made for an exciting build-up to the fight. The fight was not all that exciting. Chael Sonnen, not in John Jones's league. No question about that. I mean, John Jones, as far as the future in the light heavyweight division is concerned, he needs to take on Alex Gustafsson, the once-beaten 6'4" lad out of Stockholm, Sweden. He needs to go over to Stockholm and fight him. But after that injury last night, can anybody tell me what that injury was to John Jones's toe? Good Lord, was that the most... That was one of the ugliest injuries. I can't imagine it. I couldn't describe it other than it looked like somebody took a string and tried to tie off his big toe on one of his feet. And it was weird. You can see pictures of it on the internet. I'll put a picture up of it on the website later, ringtalk.com. Straight up, it was one of the weirdest things I had ever seen in the world of combat sports. But John Jones now, 5 successful defenses of the UFC heavyweight title. I think he's tying a record there. And, of course, Tito Ortiz told me that he is the best light heavyweight that's ever fought as far as the world of mixed martial arts and UFC is concerned. So Tito's given Tito Ortiz, the former flag bearer for the UFC, former light heavyweight champion. Of course, the current manager, the advisor of Chris Cyborg Santos, the Brazilian phenom, the she-male, the one that got caught taking those steroids, the one that... You know, people for all these years were saying she's on steroids. She had a body like a man. She looked like she needed to shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sort of like Fallon Fox, but that's a different story for another day. Okay. Bottom line is Santos now a winner in one comeback fight, and Invicta comes back, I believe, June 17th. It'll be in Kansas City if I'm correct, and it'll be the Invicta Fighting Championship. I think they'll put this on some type of internet pay-per-view. Of course, Santos looking to get a fight with Ronda Rousey, the UFC, the ultimate fight, UFC bantamweight champion, and of course the 135-pound champion, unbeaten, 7-0 now, 7 stops. She's going to take on Kat Zagano later this year, but straight up, she's got the Ultimate Fighter TV show that'll be on Fox Sports 1 beginning in August. Of course, this upcoming card on Fox will be the end as far as on FX, as far as their relationship with MMA is concerned in the UFC. The UFC and the parents at Fox are going to take their act to Fox Sports 1. Now, I've asked a few people if they know what Fox Sports 1 is, and they look at me like, huh? Yeah, not too many people know what Fox Sports 1 is, but the UFC, they need to get this out there. They had the problem with Fuel TV. Last year, Chris Weidman beat up on Mark Munoz in a huge upset down there in San Jose, California. Nobody watched it. I mean, like, I think 200,000 people max saw it across the country. 200,000 people, plus like the 5,000 people in the arena. So if you've got that smaller percentage seeing a fight, and you know there are more fans than that when it comes to the world of combat sports, you know that's only a minuscule of the fan base of combat sports, you know that Fuel TV is not the answer for UFC broadcasting, okay? I mean, they've tried to build it up. They've tried to add homes here and cable systems here, but guess what? Fuel TV is just not happening. I've got to steal feeds off the internet from another country that I won't identify in order to watch stuff on Fuel TV. Straight up, Fuel TV is out in the picture still, but should be out of the picture. But FX Cable is out of the picture with UFC on FX Cable. That's Saturday, May 18th. That is the buildup, of course, to UFC 160. May 25th, the heavyweight championship of the world, Cain Velasquez. Of course, San Jose, California, the once-beaten fighter, knocked out in the blink of an eye by Junior Dos Santos, came back and annihilated Santos in the rematch. I mean, you know, some of us were scratching our heads because we, you know, guys get knocked out, boom, they really don't come back all that well. But Cain Velasquez came back with this unbridled fierceness. Okay, he's always a tremendous competitor. He's probably the most, as far as cardio is concerned, his training partner Daniel Cormier, of course, a winner last week, a UFC on Fox TV, Fox 7, I believe. He beat Frank Mir in the semi-main event. Of course, in the main event, Benson Henderson recaptured the glory with a split decision win over Gilbert Melendez, retaining the UFC lightweight champions, 155 pounds. Little controversy there. I had this fight 48-47 for Melendez, a one-point fight, and the three judges had it 48-47 twice for Henderson. Then the third judge had a 48-47 for Melendez. Dave Meltzer had a 48-47 for Melendez, but we disagreed on the rounds. So what can I say? A one-point fight, nobody's going to cry about the being robbed or anything like that, but straight up, Gilbert Melendez needed to do a little bit more in that fifth round. Just didn't excite me in that fifth round. Didn't tell me, show me that he wanted it. You've got to want it. You can't leave. Listen, I try to tell guys this when I train them, and trainers would try to tell me this when I was fighting, and somehow fighters just don't listen. You know, don't leave it in the ring. Don't. I mean, everything you've got, throw it. Throw everything you've got. Throw the kitchen sink at him, okay? Because guess what? After the bell rings, there is no tomorrow. There isn't another round. This is the final round. You need to go out there and get it done. Gilbert Melendez did not get it done. Frank Mir didn't get it done either. Frank Mir, of course, he 33 years old now, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, failing miserably against Daniel Cormier. Cormier, the undefeated Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix champion, now 14-0 or 15-0, depending on what record source you go to. But straight up, the man from the University of Oklahoma, he can fight. He doesn't look like the chiseled fighter like a Mike Tyson or anything like that, but man, he can fight. He took Frank Mir, put him against the cage, held him there all night, and when Frank Mir did get away from the cage and was able to get in a couple of kicks here and there, it was always neutralized by Cormier coming back, forcing Frank Mir to the cage and beating Frank Mir up on the fence. Straight up, Daniel Cormier, a real heavyweight to deal with, having beaten Josh Barnett and Frank Mir both. UFC heavyweight champions, you got to give Daniel Cormier some props. We hope to have Daniel on the show in the next couple of weeks. His training partner, Kyle Kingsbury, was doing something at the MMA Expo on Saturday in San Jose, California, something that's got past me. I don't know. I'm not getting Kyle's Facebook post for some reason, but he said he put that on Facebook. Straight up, Kyle Kingsbury will be here with me next week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide talking about UFC 160, the upcoming events. And, of course, this past week, we got to see John Jones, you know, set a record. Take care of Chael Sonnen. But let's be honest. Had he not beat Chael Sonnen, it would have been the biggest upset, without question, in the history of mixed martial arts. It would have been like Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas. It would have been like a 42-1 horse winning the Kentucky Derby. It would have been that significant of an event. And guess what? Chael Sonnen wasn't in the fight after the referee gave the instructions. Herb Dean said, you know, let's have a good fight, tap up, touch gloves. Guess that was it. That's as far as as Chael Sonnen was in the fight. Chael Sonnen talked a good fight. I mean, he promoted the fight well, but straight up at the end of the day, he's just not the fighter people want him to be or that he proposes to be. Straight up, though, UFC on FX, the last card, I said September, take that back, Saturday, May 18th, from Brazil. And I don't like this. Vitor Belfort and Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold once beaten. Belfort's lost 10 fights. He was a phenom as a teenager, of course, now taking these testosterone replacement therapy treatments. And this is what happens when you get old. Yeah, like you're 90 or you're 80 and you have problems performing in the bedroom and things like that, or your hair is falling out, or you know, you're looking old. They give you this replacement therapy because your testosterone level is lower than it should be for your age, okay? But when guys abuse steroids, and they abuse steroids to the point where they're taking all this artificial testosterone, okay, and building up their ability to train, their ability to fight, their ability to recover, and things like that. And then when they get off it, they realize, guess what? My body's not making enough testosterone to get me by now. So what have I got to do? I've got to take these supplements. And I just don't think that if you cheat, that you should be able to cheat and then come back and take a supplement, which in my mind is cheating again. I mean, come on. Dave Meltzer put it like it is. Dave Meltzer, of course, the man that created the Wrestling Observer radio show and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He is the publisher, the greatest MMA writer in history, no question about that. But he says that he looks at guys that take this TRT therapy, and he looks at them, and they're 40 years old. Their bodies look 25. So he doesn't think it should be that much of an advantage. You shouldn't be able to have that much of an advantage. In other words, at the age of 40, you should not be able to roll back the clock to the age of 25 or 26 or 27. That just ain't the way it should go. It's not the way it should be, okay? I mean, if you've got a low T level because it's natural, yeah, maybe we should build it up, but not to the point where the Nevada State Athletic Commission is allowing 6-to-1 ratios, where the Olympic Committee is allowing 4-to-1 ratios, and I'm told that the real ratio for a man is about 2-to-1. So 2 and 2.5 to 1. So if you're 4-to-1, you know, you're getting a boost there. But if you're 6-to-1, you're getting a tremendous boost. And fighters like Dan Henderson, Chael Sonnen, there are a number of other fighters, Henderson, a number of fighters in the UFC now that are taking this TRT therapy. Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, has come out and said, you know, he's not so keen on it now. Why? Because this guy, Michael Bisping, got lit up by Vitor Belfort a couple of months ago down there in Brazil, and he was basically destroyed because of the fact that Vitor was so big and so strong and so rough and so able to recover. You hear what I'm trying to say? You're giving a guy legalized steroids when you're giving him this TRT therapy. So it just shouldn't be part of the game. I think it should be outlawed. I think the Nevada State Athletic Commission should step up and do something, but they're not gonna. And I'll tell you why. Because Lorenzo Fertitta, Frank Fertitta, the owners of the Station Casino, and Dana White, you know, all three of them with the Dubai government, which owns 13% of the UFC, encompass the ownership of the Ultimate Fighting Championships. They call that the Zuffa Sports Inc., okay? But they have so much pull in Nevada that this will never happen. But I think it should. I think that TRT therapy should be outlawed for everybody across the board. If you haven't got enough, you haven't got enough. Straight up, testosterone is a natural hormone in the male body. And if you need to replace that because you've cheated with steroids, guess what? I ain't for it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we go on Sunday, weekend wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All the shows are available on the website, ringtalk.com or sportsbyline.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network. the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Oh, under now. One of the classic moves in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Game over!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Remember, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. May 18th, FX Cable, the last show on FX Cable from Brazil. Of course, Vitor Belfort, Luke Rockhold. May 25th, the UFC Heavyweight Championship, Cain Velasquez and Bigfoot Silva from Las Vegas. Of course, UFC 161, and that'll be June the 15th. Winnipeg, Canada, Renan Barreiro, the 135-pound champion. Rashad Evans on the card with Dan Henderson. And UFC 162, this is the one I'm looking forward to. July the 6th. Las Vegas, Nevada, the upset of the year, the upset that will be heard around the world of MMA. I'm talking about Chris Weidman silencing all the Anderson Silva backers. He's never been taken off his feet. He's got a solid wrestling base. He knows enough jiu-jitsu. He can strike well. He beat Mark Munoz up last year, and Mark Munoz was favored to win. Weidman's had some surgery. He's corrected some injuries, but Weidman is the hottest underdog as far as betting is concerned, in the year 2013, when he takes on Anderson Silva, the longest reigning UFC MMA champion in history. I kid you not. Silva, the 185-pound champion, the man that failed miserably as a professional boxer. I think he went like 3-1 and got knocked out in one fight. So he was not a good fighter as far as boxing was concerned. So his chin is a bit suspect, okay? I think Weidman, he can wrestle, he can punch, he is a complete package, never been taken off his feet. Okay, I don't expect him to be taken off his feet against Anderson Silva. And Anderson Silva is considered the best fighter on one of them in the world of MMA right now. I mean, let's be honest. His record, the numbers, the stats, they speak for themselves. But Chris Weidman, he is the real deal, folks. Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman for president. I'll be saying that after this fight. I kid you not. I'm the only guy going out there on a limb and saying Weidman's going to win. But UFC 162, Las Vegas, July 6th. This is the big show of the year that they want to, of course, promote in Las Vegas. They have UFC Expo weekend, and all the fighters will be there, and they'll sign autographs, and the ring card girls will be there. Ronda Rousey will have her own section, much like Michael Phelps had back there in Beijing in 2008. Well, of course, Ronda got upset about that. But Ronda, you are now bigger than Michael Phelps. You're the baby. You're the queen, the diva of MMA, the UFC Bantamweight champion. Of course, she will be the ultimate fighter coach for season 18 when that begins on Fox Sports 1 in August. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. Until then, peace, love, much respect.